Liverpool, tough place to come. Could have taken an early lead. Battled hard against after going a goal down, but surely you must be pleased with the point after equalising so late in the game.
I think if you look at the whole of the game, I don't think Max has had a shot to save apart from the one that went in. The positives are we kept going. Probably could have been maybe 2-0 up inside the first 10 minutes. Still the questions about that final third in both boxes. And in their box, the amount of knockdowns that we put there in the first half, the amount of ball that landed in and around good areas, the kill zone, as I call it, where goal scorers score goals. I expected a bit more, but after, I don't know how long it was, but we shoot ourselves in the foot. I thought we was in total command of the game in the early parts, and then our decision making in the midfield third, we get bogged down and all of a sudden the ball's in our net and without anybody really creating against us. So, looking back over the seven games, there's a common theme going, and that's us having the concentration levels in key moments in the game. And if we do that today, we come away with a 1-0 win. I know people might say, well, you scored from a penalty. I think we deserved the penalty. The one in Lenigan in the first half, I thought was blatant. But the ball's bounced in and around there, sort of 6 yards to the penalty spot, numerous times from restarts. And, I'm just trying to get across to the boys to go and gamble. It's a goal scorer's heaven in there. And, we need to add that little bit in the final third. We're looking quite a solid side at the minute. But, a bit frustrated that we haven't got the 3 points today. But look, the lads have worked extremely hard. I think the points, is at least what we deserve. And we build into next week.
Frustrating from an injury perspective as well today. Rob Atkinson went off. What looked to me from here like he was tugging at his hamstring. Is that what the problem was?
Yeah, it was his hamstring. But once again, you look at that period of the game where the ball went down the line. I don't think the ball should have got there in the first place. Sometimes as a team, we complicate the game, and I want them to uncomplicate it. We saw in the first 10 or 15 minutes of the game how uncomplicated the game is, and we looked a very, very efficient side then, and effective, especially in the final third. But look, we'll see, what the knocks are like. We'll plan accordingly and see where it takes us for next week.
Who takes penalties? Because Frank Mulhern and Mike Fondop were having a bit of a discussion about it.
Yeah, look, I put my hand up. It was my decision. The decision was that was Frank's second 90 minutes. In your second 90 minutes, when you haven't played a long time, a little bit of fatigue sets in, a little bit of muscle tightness, and all it takes is for your technique to be wrong, and we look back and you think you lost the game, which you should have at least got a point out of. So I made the decision. Frank went on. Technically, as we all know, he's excellent, and I've seen him on the training ground, striking pause, etc., and I had the belief that he would score. So it was my decision. Was it a correct one? Well, he scored. But it wasn't out of Mike can't take penalties or can take penalties. It was out of, Mike had worked extremely hard during the game. And, in the 89th minute or whatever it was, a little bit of fatigue can set in. And all of a sudden, we lose the game 1-0. So, look, that's what I'm paid to do, make big decisions. Could have backfired, but luckily enough, it didn't.
We got that one right. 5 draws now, 2 defeats. How far, if 100% is where you want us to be, how far do you think we're on that journey so far?
Being totally honest, we're a million miles away from where I want us to be, and might sound damning, it's not damning, it's that when I came into the football club, I knew the dynamics of the club, where they were in terms of part-time status. I knew the playing personnel, I knew all the bits and bobs about, I found out all the bits and bobs why we are in the bottom four. And it's going to be a massive job. I think we'll start to see a hell of a lot more movement now in terms of player movement. And because I'm not going to rest until we are winning games consistently. We've come away, to date, and we've done well. Fans have been brilliant. I think they've showed the appreciation how hard we've worked. But this is 7 games now without a win, and I'm desperate to win. And I know that's, once again, might sound damning, but I'm going to keep raising the bar. I said I'd take this club into a different sort of realm. And it's early days. It's early days. So I've got a lot of hard work. I put more work in than I've done at any other club. And I'm going to keep working hard till I actually look and go, yeah, we're effective, and we can be confident that we're going to be in a different position in this league. So sorry if it might sound quite damning, but we're a long, long way off now from where I want us to be, and a lot of hard work. So but once again, that's fun. That's the fun part, building something. And you know, we've got a number of months now to get it right. So start for Monday.
FA Cup on Saturday. Obviously an important competition, opportunity really for us to get some feel-good factor into the club, would you say, with obviously a tough game next week against Childon?
Yeah, they're always tough games. Every club I've been at, whether it's been, we've been top of the league, mid-table, I've took them over in the bottom of the league, you have to go and earn the right. And it's something that I want this club to understand first and foremost, is whoever you play against, you have to go and set your stall out to earn the right to play football. And Shildon will be no different to any other one. It's a game that I'm looking forward to, because once again it will test the mindset of the players. I've been on the side of a cup upset, in terms of we've beaten clubs at a high level, and unfortunately I've been at the situation where clubs from a lower league beat you. And you know, it's all about mentality next week. The FA Cup, sometimes I think if you approach these games in the right way, you get all the stuff that football is made of, all the nice things. You know, the games against the big clubs, the TV cameras, you know, the adulation from your supporters. You get everything that's really good in football. But to do that, you have to earn the right, and we're gonna have to earn the right next week. You know, we've had them watched, and it'll be a tough game, but we want to play on the front foot. We want to go and attack the game, and we want to see ourselves in the next round. To do that, I say we've got to stop committing suicide in little parts of the game, and we've got a little bit more telling in the final third. You know, if we do that, we'll keep improving, and we'll win more games of football than we lose.
We've never gone beyond the first round proper of the FA Cup, so it's come at a good time really to have the cup at this point of time in the season, at this point in your career with us as Guising manager, to give us an opportunity to do something special.
Well, I didn't realise that the guys have never been beyond the first round. Look, that's a challenge. I love it when people challenge me. I love it when the chips are down. I love it, you know, when we can prove people wrong. Part and parcel of why I wanted to come to this club in the first place. I wanted to create something, and that's interesting. That's a challenge, and I want to now see if I can do it. I'm hoping, and I'm sure the players will be really chomping at the bit. And like you say, it's these games that, as I call it, the hard ones. It's lovely when you're in there watching the third round pop a draw, and you know, everybody wants to call you as a player, as a manager, as a secretary, as a chairman. It's brilliant. It's the best FA Cup. It's the best cup competition in the world. We've got to earn the right, and like I say, the Shildon game for me, we've got to approach it in the right state of mind. We've got to work even harder than we have done since I've been at the club, and if we do that, we've got a great chance of winning. And even more so now that you've told me that, it really is a challenge for me now.